we couldn't find the discussion we wanted to hear, and so we decided to have it.
This is Something From Nothing, a podcast about the creative process and the individuals involved. Today's show features a podcast about politics and the individuals involved.
I'm Sarah Stewart Holland. I represent the left on Fancy Politics.
And I'm Beth Silvers, and I am on the right on Fancy Politics.
And as the ladies advertise at the outset of each episode,
you're listening to Fancy Politics.
No shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance.
A welcome change from most shows that cover the political landscape. On this week's episode, how two women with different political viewpoints joined forces to create a podcast listened to by thousands. It has led to public speaking events and even a just-released book. Stay tuned. Support for Something From Nothing comes from Taylor Group PLLC at 15th and Jefferson in Paducah. For both businesses and individuals, Taylor Group works with clients to achieve financial viability in the present while being proactive for future goals. More about their services at taylorgroupplc.com. A community-minded accounting firm, they also have an appreciation for the creative process and the individuals involved. Sarah and Beth are both very busy women and, as I mentioned, released a book this week. But they took some time to talk with me over Skype. Because Sarah lives in Paducah and Beth lives in Union, Kentucky, they use Skype for all their episodes, which started in 2015. Sarah told the story of how the podcast was born.
I was writing for my blog, Bluegrass Redhead, and I talked a lot about politics on there, just, again, because it was something I always liked talking about. And Beth, who I had known since college and was sort of stayed acquainted with through Facebook, reached out and said, hey, would you ever want a guest post on your blog? Because I have a different perspective. And I'm like, absolutely. So she would post, and they were always great conversations. And I really loved her perspective. I thought our styles complemented each other nicely. And I had been wanting to start a podcast really badly. My husband had been pressuring me because he is a podcast junkie. And at the time, I was going through Emerge Kentucky and thought, well, I know I'd worked in Hillary Clinton's campaign. I thought, I know all these women in politics, and I know that's about to become, this was in 2015, like a really important topic because I had a hunch Hillary was going to run again. And I thought, well, I'll start interviewing my friends who work in politics, my female friends who work in politics. And I did one interview, and it was fine, but it just sat there on my desktop because I wasn't super excited about it. Interviewing is hard, as I'm sure you're aware, and it's not my passion. We have guests on our show, but I like conversation, ongoing conversation, more than I enjoy interviews. And so I reached out to Beth and I said, hey, have you ever thought about doing a podcast? Would you want to do a podcast with me? And she said, I don't know what a podcast is.
So Sarah gave Beth a rundown on what exactly a podcast is. Beth showed some interest, and their pilot episode was actually a phone call, only heard by them.
I'll never forget, I was driving down Kentucky Avenue towards the river in Paducah, and I think I had a sleeping child in the back taking a nap, and I thought, oh, this will be perfect. And I called Beth, and we talked for almost an hour, I think just about Kentucky politics, and I said, okay, we're not going to talk anymore unless we're recording it, because we clearly have something here. As so many things, when you're creating something, and if you have some success, you know, it's cliche to say that timing is a huge part of it, but it really is.
Sarah said they recognized that their idea hit at just the right time. Podcasting had started to take off, but there were not a lot, if any, that include a bipartisan political discussion, especially from two women. So they were there in a really good spot, timing-wise.
But we also knew exactly what we were adding to the conversation, which I think is really important. We had our so-called elevator pitch down.
Hi, I'm Sarah from the left.
And I'm Beth from the right.
Together, we host a bi-weekly political podcast called Pantsuit Politics, and we've found a better way to talk politics, a way that puts relationship before policy and understanding before argument.
We hope you'll join us in our amazing community of listeners to think about our country and our values, learning something about ourselves and each other in the process.
One thing that is very clear to me is that either of us alone would not be as compelling as the two of us together. We are a duo. Mm-hmm. And I think that the contrast in our personalities from a creative perspective is the secret sauce of what we do. And I think politically, it is pretty helpful that we are maybe not what one would expect from our partisan labels in terms of personality. I think people are more willing to listen to me because I don't sound like an angry Fox News type Republican. And so it's something different than they've heard before. And I think the fact that Sarah is this really outgoing, funny, emotional personality really draws people into. To me, we don't have a show if we aren't who we are with all the contrast embedded in that.
It's no question that people have been drawn into the show that started in 2015. It's now up to about 15,000 downloads per episode and 4 million overall. That is a lot of listeners.
How does it feel to know that that many people care about your opinion? You know what I mean?
That is kind of an overwhelming way to think about it.
Well, I always tell people that when I'm doing the podcast, I'm talking to Beth. The opinion that matters the most to me in these conversations is hers. If I became obsessed with or super cognizant while we were speaking about how everyone who listens to our podcast is going to feel about every word out of my mouth, it would be paralyzing. And so what I really try to do in the moment is just talk to her, because I think that has been what has worked for us. And I want to stay sort of guided by that principle. But we, you know, it's changed. It's changed us. It's changed the way we talk about things. Our listeners are incredibly interactive. They talk back regularly, and we are very appreciative. And we hear a lot of, hey, you screwed this up. And that's okay. We're happy to own that. And we learn a lot of perspectives we would have never learned otherwise. And we're cognizant of the fact that our perspectives are limited. Our experiences are limited. So it can be a really intense experience.
It is intense. I agree with all that. I mean, I think a thing that distinguishes our podcast from other political shows is that I really don't think of it as people tuning in to hear my opinion, because we don't have an agenda of trying to get people to agree with our opinions. We're in different places about a lot of different things. We know our listeners are going to be in different places. We really just want to spark good conversation. Because a lot of news right now doesn't do that, right? There's a story and people react and then they're done. And so we try to say, well, like, let's begin to flesh this out a little bit. And then we want people to listen and then go do the same in their lives, whatever page they're on, about how we ultimately view it.
And I would say that the experience while we're in the studio recording our conversation, I mean, the podcast has changed our lives. Beth quit her full-time job. This is now my full-time job. We have opportunities to speak and travel the country. We just wrote a book. Those opportunities would have never been available to us without the podcast. So, I mean, it's definitely, it's not something we can forget, how impactful the podcast and the conversations have been to definitely our everyday lives.
Although this is Sarah's full-time job, for the past 2 years, she had another gig. She was elected to be a city commissioner, which brought many of the podcast conversations to life.
We spend a lot of time talking about the ways in which we talk about politics and view politicians and how sort of the negative impact of that. And I was living and breathing that every day.
Sarah is from the left and Beth is on the right. So I was curious if either of them had changed their mind on a topic due to the conversations that they've had on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. We've changed our minds on a bunch of things. I mean, we talk about this in the book, but we do episodes called primers, and where we really try to level set and say, okay, what's the history of this topic? What's the reality of this topic without the party perspective as much as we can?
Sarah said one example for her was that she was able to gain a more rounded point of view on welfare.
And so I really had to rethink a lot of my opinions on that system and changed my mind a lot when it comes to that topic in particular.
Beth mentioned that she has given more thought to taxation policies. And she also added,
I think that's happened for me on a lot of issues, not where I've maybe changed my mind completely, but I've softened some and become much more open-minded and see the value of the progressive position more than I did before we started really engaging in this ongoing discussion.
a discussion they record twice a week. Beth said they start preparing several days in advance, depending on what they talk about. Some of it takes more time than others, but for a show that covers many current events.
The news cycle is tricky, and so we start our preparation. We kind of go back and forth by text message or Voxer, what do we want to talk about? But we do our research. We kind of get an outline together of how we want to tackle something. We do not script out the show. That's a question that we get a lot. We don't come anywhere close to scripting the show. It's just kind of a bulleted list of here's what we're going to talk about, and these are some questions that we want to work through in that conversation. And then we record, and we record pretty much the way we would if we were doing the show live. You know, we take ad content and everything like that in order, and then we send it to our producer, which has been a godsend over the last year, because for our first 2 years together, we were producing it ourselves with our husbands, which meant a whole lot of conversation around our houses about how we say too often, or we need to stop breathing so much or whatever. So it's been wonderful to have a producer who is not married to either of us to take that part of it on. But we turn the episodes in 24 hours. So we put out an episode tomorrow. It will post at 2 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. And we just got the files an hour ago to our producer. So it is a very quick turn for our team.
Even with the tight schedule they run for the show, the ladies have found time to write a book. The title of the book is I Think You're Wrong, But I'm Listening.
We've both always wanted to write in some way, and we knew at some point that we were coming around some ideas that would make for good book content. And so we kind of casually said on the show that we would love to do a book at some point. And one of our listeners is a fantastic literary agent who said, would you like to talk? And we were like, yes, we would. And in keeping with our different personalities, the first time we talked to her, we got off the phone and Sarah was like dancing around so excited. And I was like, I am so hot right now and uncomfortable and stressed by this.
But eventually they both collected themselves, got a lot of help from their agent who guided them through the process, and eventually made this book come into being.
It was just clear to us that what we needed to do was kind of step back from the conversations we were having and reflect on, okay, what are the building blocks of how we do this? And try to lay that roadmap out for other people.
The ladies at Pantsuit Politics obviously care about our country, the way we treat each other, and are very passionate about citizen involvement.
If you don't like the current tenor of political conversations, then start having different political conversations. It's not complicated. It's not easy, but it is simple.
Sarah and Beth have shown us that it can be done. Support for this season of Something from Nothing comes from Paducah's Taylor Group, PLLC, a community-minded accounting firm proud to support the creative process. Offering small business consultation, tax services, retirement planning, and more, Taylor Group works to help clients achieve financial viability. There's more about their services online at taylorgroupplc.com. Pantsuit Politics is on all the major podcast outlets. They have a website for more info called pantsuitpoliticsshow.com. You can find out about their book there, I Think You Were Wrong, But I'm Listening. Special thanks to Susan Beyer for letting me use her office to record this interview. This is Something from Nothing, a podcast about the creative process and the individuals involved. Each show features someone who uses their unique talent and skill to create something from nothing. For more episodes, check out the Apple Podcast app, NPR One, or find episodes from all 5 seasons on WKMS.org. Thanks to Stacey Reason for editorial assistance for this episode, which was produced by me, your host, Justin Lewis. Thanks for listening.